Tilt that shit! A term used whenever somebody's truth is theoretically in a cup and share with the world with no cap. I'm your host, Sadek Cheeks, aka The Cup Man, aka Mr. Cups, and you are tuning in to Sadek's Cup, where shit gets spilled all over! Enjoy the experience.
Can you go? This might be a sensitive topic, but can you go deeper on Bravo?
Bravo?
Yeah, because I've heard that song every time I've watched it perform. Mm-hmm. I think four times.
Yeah. It's honestly became one of my favorite songs to perform.
It's real shit. Yeah. That's why I like it.
Yeah. The Bravo thing. So I had a friend named Tej, who I met through my bro Mar. Shout out Mar one time. So I had a friend named Tej, and like I said, my name Tej. So bro told me call him Bravo, cause his name on like Instagram and shit, and right. I think like everything else was like Big Tej. So when we'd be out, I'd be like, "What up on Tej?" And that nigga used to be like, "I'm Big Tej." I'm like, "You know what, bro? Like
that's not Big Tej. Like, that wasn't gonna work.
I'm just little Tej, nigga. You know what I'm saying?" So he was like, "All right, bro, call me Bravo." So like, I think I'm literally like the only person that called that nigga Bravo too. Like, but it was literally like his new. I guess it was like a new name he came up with, cause his Cash App name was Bravo and all that shit too.
Yeah.
Anyways. My bro Tez, he ended up, getting murdered. It was a situation to where, cause I promise y'all, bro, like this nigga was the coolest nigga you ever meet, bro. So it wasn't on no like,
that was your boy.
You could see that coming. Yeah. It wasn't on, you know, it's certain people who's in your life to where it's like, damn, I would have never wanted that to happen to you, but I knew the kind of life that you was living. So, you know, it's just sad it had to come this way. It wasn't no situation like that. It wasn't like he was no in the streets ass nigga, and he was always in trouble. Nothing like that, bro. Good ass guy, bro. Cool ass nigga. Like never had no problem with this nigga ever. The situation was he was meeting with someone to sell a phone, and the phone kind of turned into like a robbery situation, and it resulted into the girl that he was with. She got shot, but she's still alive, and he got shot, and you know he didn't make it. So I made the song Bravo because. It was just like, I just wanted to continue bro's legacy and make something to where, like, you know, I can just hear everybody screaming his name. And I later on went to do the Bravo show where that was super dope because of his mom ended up coming to the show.
Oh, really?
And I had did like a live painting of him and gave it to her and everything. So that was super dope. I'm really, really proud of that. And it's crazy because I formed a relationship with his mom after his death. Like, I really, really rock with his mom now. So you would think like we was close. I never met bro mom while he was he was alive. Damn. Like it took for me to be in class one day and she called me and was like, it was a voicemail. I listened to the voicemail and it was like, "Hey, this is Ted's mom. I've been hearing a lot about you and I've been looking for you. I didn't know what your real name was. I just knew Ted's honcho. And I really like for you to come by the house because I knew you weren't able to get an obituary at the funeral. You can come out and grab one." So when she called, I'm like, "Yo, this is crazy," you know what I'm saying? So from that point on, she's been showing me nothing but love, and I ain't been doing but giving her love and support back. I've literally been at damn near every court day with her, where, you know, so we're surrounded his case and everything. So yeah, shout out to Bravo Tez and shout out to his twins. Died while his ten. His twins was
twins?
Seven weeks old, bro.
Oh man.
7 weeks old, bro.
That happened in Detroit.
Yep.
Yeah. That's terrible, bro.
So shout out to Tez, bro. And bro was really supportive of me too. Like really, really supportive of my music. And it's funny because
that's my main thing in a friendship,
yeah. But it's funny to me because now that I know his mom, it makes so much sense. Like that I've been getting nothing but support from her. So it's just like, dang, like you really instilled that. Yeah, like you really instilled that into him. Cause bro, like even the last week that you know it happened, I checked my SoundCloud analytics or whatever on the SoundCloud, I think it's called Pulse, SoundCloud Pulse app, and he was listening to my music that week. Just that alone was just like, bro was a real one.
Yeah.
For real.
Did you learn anything from him before he went?
Did I learn anything from him? You gotta be patient. Just wait your turn. That was his little, his saying that he would just always say, like, "You gotta be patient, just wait your turn." And also, no, actually, another thing, one of our last conversations that we had, he was like, you blessed because you know what you want to do. And I was like, "What you mean?" And he was like, all I ever wanted to do was play football, and I ain't doing that. So I just think it's so dope, and I kind of like admire the fact that you're doing what you want to do. And I don't know, like that really, like, it really kind of opened up my eyes. Like, damn, I like, this is something I've been wanting to do since I'm a kid, since I was a kid, and I've been doing it like every single day. It kind of made me appreciate it more to know that, like, you know, to know that I got like this vision and this road ahead of me, and some people don't have that.
Yeah, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the fact that I was getting in the habit of saying it's not like I gotta do this or I gotta do it. It's like I get to do this. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's kind of changed my outlook on like handling business. Like, it's not like really a drag. It's more of a I get to do it. Like, yeah. Like, a lot of people don't have this opportunity.
Big fuck.
Yeah, so you take it. Yeah. And be patient. That's something a lot of people can't get through their heads.
If you listen to the song, he's saying it on the song. He said, you gotta be patient.
Oh, that's him saying it?
Yeah, that's him saying it.
Wow.
Yep. Like, that really was like he's saying it. I think on Instagram, that's his bio and everything. You gotta be patient. Wait your turn.
Man, I love music like that, though.
So, bro, I also had, I don't know if you heard this other song I did called Other Side. I lost my brother last year, too. And I got my brother, like, speaking on the record, too. It's a video from him being at my graduation. Mm. And he, like, what that nigga said? He, like, let's get it, bro. Let's get it, bro. And then, like, you see me walk across stage feeling myself. And he was like, that nigga always feeling himself, man. So, yeah. So, shout out to bro, Tez. And shout out
that's
to my
real, brother, though. Keith. Do you think any of these losses, like, push you to be greater?
For sure.
Definitely.
For sure. Especially because, like, for one, them two songs was, like, the quickest, easiest songs I ever wrote. And for two, like I said, Tez was really, really supportive of me. And my brother Keith was really, really supportive of me. Like, for real, for real. Like, Keith, growing up, I didn't have my dad in the house. I only had him. You know what I'm saying? So, literally, everything this nigga did, I wanted to do. Everything, bro. Even down to music. Like, I used to sing with my grandma, and Keith used to rap. Seeing him rap made me want to rap.
Really?
That shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
So, just inspired.
Yeah, like, everything I do, like, I probably wouldn't even be the nigga I was today if it wasn't for as much influence that he had on me. So when it comes to this music shit, it definitely made me want to go harder, because he was even a music artist himself. So it's just like, I want to make sure that I make bro proud. And at the end of the song, I talk about that, because he, one of the last conversations I had with him, he was talking about creating a label called The Other Side. That's why I named the song The Other Side. Oh,
damn.
Yep.
That's good. I'm glad you're putting everything in your engine. A lot of people, you can let it drive you or let it break you down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making good moves.
Good looking, bro. Thank you. I appreciate that, for real.
Yeah, real shit.